We have been talking for the past several weeks about Centerfest, and it is here. It is tomorrow, kicks off at 10 a.m. in downtown Bedford. And joining us now to talk more about it is Nicole Johnson with the Tourism Department for Bedford, talking about how this is a great event to highlight everything Bedford has to offer for folks coming in out of the area. Nicole, good morning.
Hold on a second.
Is she there?
Now she's there.
Nicole, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us this morning. Talk about how your department, the role that you all have played in Centerfest.
The main thing we do is we are support in that we promote and do marketing for all of the events happening, especially Centerfest, because it is such a big community event.
All right. So talk about how important this is for tourism in Bedford County and Bedford.
Well, it's a great chance for the community to show off its local culture and have that community pride, and his numbers show that actually September is a very good month for visitors coming into Bedford. Visitor center numbers, transient occupancy tax and meals tax numbers show that September has always been very good for visitors to Bedford, as well as I can't even talk.
That's okay. I know you have you're kind of fitting us in between a lot of things this morning, so we appreciate that. But you talk about September being a really good month for tourism in Bedford, and Centerfest is a big part of that. I know they had the Bedford's Finest Fair, I think,
That was 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And that was a great event. And that's still kind of getting going, and only its fifth year. So I think that they're going to be looking to change that up a little bit each year and see what works and what doesn't work, and make it bigger and better, hopefully, going forward. But that's also another opportunity that where our artisans and our food vendors, our local restaurants, and our Feels Beer and Apocalypse are all featured at that event. So it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, talk about how important these local breweries, it's always hard for me to say that, breweries have been to tourism in Bedford County. People are coming in for the beer.
Yeah, it's been great. People that work at Beals tell me all the time that they stay packed, especially on the weekends, and that people are coming in from out of town, and they're just excited that Bedford has this now. And it's just another thing that draws people into Bedford. So, and they do a lot of events too. They have all the special release beers. They have Oktoberfest celebrating this weekend, actually, also on Saturday, the same day as Centerfest. So, they always have something going on. Even if they don't, it's just a great place to go and have a good meal and try the beer and sometimes listen to some live music. They have live music outside or inside, usually on the weekends.
Yeah, that's right, and they are doing some, the beer, Beals is providing the beer for Centerfest, and they have some things going on at the restaurant afterward. Is the D-Day Memorial the biggest tourist attraction in Bedford, in Bedford County?
I would say it is definitely one of the top ones. We find that a lot of people are coming into Bedford from the Blue Ridge Parkway, so the Peaks of Otter is definitely a top attraction, and then definitely the National D-Day Memorial, because that's drawing in not only visitors from all over the country, but also international visitors. And then we have Smith Mountain Lake and Poplar Forest, I would say, are our top four top attractions.
And Smith Mountain Lake is, that counts as Bedford County, but also I think borders on a couple of other localities as well. But a lot
it
of
does.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
But a lot
but
of
we, we still promote it, and we have so many great things on the Bedford side of the lake. And then the wine festival is coming up next weekend, and even though that takes place on the Franklin County side, we still support it and promote it.
Yeah, talk about some other events that are coming up in Bedford County in the coming weeks and even months.
Okay, well, next weekend, the big Bedford County Fair will kick off on Thursday. So that'll be 4 days of events out in Huddleston. New this year, they're going to have a demolition derby, a three-ring circus. They're going to have fireworks one night. They have a couple of concerts planned. So everyone's getting really excited about that.
This is a good old-fashioned county fair.
It is. And my son, who is 8 years old, just loves it. He looks forward to it every year. He starts to ask about it in April. He's like, when's the fair coming?
Oh, that's so fun. Is it the kind of fair that they have like the biggest pig and the best apple pie and that kind
they
of thing?
Do.
Really?
Yeah, they do. They have those types of contests. They have a livestock show one day, an antique farm and tractor show, an antique car show. So all of that's going on. And then they also have like the indoor, like the blue ribbon contest with the best eggs and things like that.
Cool. Okay. That's next weekend. What else do we have coming up?
Taste of the Trails is next Saturday, the 29th. And that's going to take place at Falling Creek Park, and it's a mountain bike ride and a 5K. And then after the races are over, they actually have three bands lined up to play in the park, and Beals Beer, once again, Beals, is going to be out there serving beer and food. So that's just going to be a fun day out in the park, and it's open to the public and free admission.
When you said Taste of the Trails, I thought maybe it's you drink some beer and then you run.
And then drink your after.
Right, drink is after.
And I know, too, that Sean, who does those events with the Parks and Rec Department, he takes some of the gold dollars and different things from Beals, like some swag and whatnot. He hides it along the trail. So if you are running or biking and you see something, you're supposed to stop and grab it. You can redeem it for some cool stuff.
Very cool. And that's coming up next weekend.
That's next Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. What else?
The Peaks of Otter is hosting their second annual Mountain Music and Arts Festival next Saturday. So that's from 12 to 6, and it's just going to be a busy weekend next weekend. So we have a busy weekend this weekend, next weekend with everything, the fair, the Taste of the Trails, the Peaks of Otter event, the Smith Mountain Lake Wine Festival.
Poplar
Forest is also hosting an event next weekend with the Barrels, Bottles, and Casks Tasting Tour.
Wow.
Lots going on. And then, too, the Little Town Players, they are our live community theater here in Bedford, and they've been performing for 43 years, and they actually have a play going on this weekend. The last chance to catch that is called Dixie Swim Club.
That is this weekend.
And that's this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Do you have, Beals named after the legend of the Beal treasure? Do you have people coming into Bedford County looking for it?
Occasionally, I think, it was very popular back in like the 80s. There was a big search going on in Bedford County. But we still have those treasure hunters who will come in, and that's what they want to know about. And that's what brought them to Bedford. So we have people that we can send them to find out more. And we actually had a screenwriter from Los Angeles contact us earlier this year about coming out and interviewing people who had some knowledge of it and maybe who had people go treasure hunting on their property. So she's going to be coming out eventually and interviewing local people and trying to find out more about the legend.
Very cool. Who's in those movies, National Treasure? Is that Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas
All right,
Cage,
so it's going to be Nicolas Cage starring in Beale
Wouldn't
Treasure.
That be great?
Yeah.
We need another movie here after, Bill Murray came in the 90s and did What About Bob, and people still talk about that.
Talk about, you mentioned all the events going on next weekend. Are there any others you want to mention coming up, say, in October or down the road?
October, we have a lot going on. The Sedalia Chili Festival will take place October 20th. Along that same day is the Gross Orchard Apple Festival and the Mountain View Vintage Market, which is a second-year event, and it's amazing. And it's this girl, she had the vision to have this event and started curating the vendors and whatnot. So she's bringing in vendors from all over the region to come and showcase what they have. A lot of repurposed-type stuff, Shabby Chicks-type stuff. She's going to have food trucks. And that's a great family event, too. And all three of those events are taking place on October 20th. And the Big Otter Mill Festival will take place also in October. Even further down the road, starting in November, is the Festival of Trees going on here at the Bedford Area Welcome Center.
Very good. So lots on tap, starting, of course, tomorrow with Centerfest. Right in downtown Bedford, and we hope the weather's good. It's looking pretty good, and that you have a great turnout. I know Heather and the gang at the Retail Merchants have worked really hard to put it all together, and you guys have been helping. And then good luck with all your events coming up next weekend as well. And how can people find out more about the events and festivals you've just told us about?
They can go to visitbedford.com and also follow us on Facebook at Visit Bedford Virginia. Those are the best ways. Or they can stop by the Welcome Center and see what we have in person. We have all of the event information here, as well as information about the attractions and all kinds of cool stuff here just at the Welcome Center.
Nicole Johnson, Bedford Tourism and Welcome Center. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.